Persia Bow, the choice of Sforno's to do that were meaningful, insightful, that lead to nice Dvar Torah for this session. There weren't as many, so I chose one that was nice and sweet, and I will add something very relevant to it that I think helps explain this Sforno. The Sforno is on HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. So that's the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael got, as Am Yisrael. Meaning Avram Avinu was told about Bris Milah already years ago, but Am Yisrael gets this mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. So the Sforno tells us, there's a comment within a comment. One, he says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodesh Shana. Rishon here, it's an explanation. Why is this the first month? This will be the head month. This is the first month. From now on, when you count, so Nisan is first, and then Sivan, Iyar, Tammuz. It's a grammatical thing that he's saying. He's trying to disagree with the Ramban, who says that already the first part of the phrase means that. And the Sforno is saying no. Kibot Chilman Zilchama Bechiri. We're about to get to that. But he has an explanation for it that's more relevant, more there's more to learn from it, let's say, in terms of practical to our lives. Now the months are yours. To do what you want with. As long as you were enslaved, your days weren't yours. And when everybody up to follow the whims and commands of someone else, you can't be like, no, I don't want to come in today. You're a slave. You don't get to do that. You can't say, not right now. I'm busy. You have no time to yourself. If you're a slave, the master controls all your time. That explains why a slave is pater from mitzvah seisha zman groma. He can never do anything that is at a certain time. Because who says he's available at that time? So if the only time to do this mitzvah is between 9 and 10 in the morning, maybe he's going to be busy at 9 and 10 in the morning. So he's unable to do mitzvah Shezman Grama, and that's why he's pater from them. That's the rationale. So we understand the concept that an Eved isn't in control of his time. And therefore, Hashem is saying, now you have a benefit. You're free. You get to control your time. So a very nice explanation of this idea I came across in the Agada of Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon. Many years ago I was zocher to be the editor of this Agada, so I took the text from it, though I've been many computers and emails later, so I don't know if this is the final version. So I found this version on my computer, so this is a version of it. I don't know if this is the published version of it. Nonetheless, it's true to what he said. But commenting on where it says that Amaleinu, Lachatzenu, they made us suffer. So the Haggadah is Doresh that our suffering is that they separated husbands and wives, they threw the sons in, and our oppressions, Lachatz, the hard labor that they were forced to do. So what's in common with all these? It's a removal of freedom from a person. You have no control over when you could be with your wife. You have no control over how to raise your children. You have no control over your time. That's what it means that they were enslaved. They really took away their freedom. So they had, at that point, a slave mentality. They never had an independent decision-making process. They were dependent entirely on others. So how do you free yourself from that? That's why this is the first mitzvah. Am Yisrael needed to undergo a fundamental change in their thought process, a revolution. Hashem says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. What does that mean? You have a commandment to sanctify the new month. You're going to determine when the month is. That's the first commandment for Am Yisrael while they're still in Mitzrayim on the way to going free. How does it help them? Because the first thing that a nation going free needs is the concept of one's private time. Only having independent time, more than anything else, makes you independent. Now you're no longer subject to the dictates of Paro's time. You have your own time system. And that's what the idea of being Koveya, this is Rosh Chodesh, is a new moon. It's not just we have a special dates. And we have a different calendar. They have their own calendar. We have our calendar. No. It's not just having a different calendar. It's that we determine the calendar. In fact, even if there is a new moon, it's not a new moon until Beis Din says it. If the Beis Din doesn't say by a certain time it's Rosh Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh. Hey, the Havdil, you know, the pitch isn't a strike until the umpire calls it. So, it's not Rosh Chodesh till the Beis Din says it's Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't just because there's a new moon, now it's Rosh Chodesh. And that's the idea. Am Yisrael, you're now free. You get to decide what's your time, what's their time. So we all have this issue. Number one, first of all, we're not so used to using the Jewish calendar. There's importance to using the Jewish calendar, many sources for that. It is our own time that we're Koveya, not anyone else. But second of all, that's the idea. In terms of being free means being able to set boundaries. This is my time. I'm not on your time. Now, the world as we live it with the smartphones and always being available for our workplaces and everyone else, so we've sort of eroded this idea of being in control of our own time. But that's fundamental to us being free and independent, is being able to say, I'm in control of my time. So Am Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim. They had 400 years or whatever number of years, depending on how you count. Am Yisrael, someone else is controlling their time, telling them exactly what to do. And therefore, the fundamental change, the first step they need, is the concept of being in charge of their own time. HaChodesh hazeh lochem Rosh Chodeshim, mikan v'elech, now. And therefore, since it's starting now, it makes sense that Nisan is Rishon hu lachem l'chot she'eshana. Ki bo hitchil mitzitchem ha'bechiri. Now is when you started to be able to have a choice and to be able to make a decision. And because of that, that's why Nisan is the first month. So the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael gets is the one that's going to set them off into the whole change and being able to accept the Torah and do all the mitzvot and to be able to be independent, free people is the one that's giving them the decision to be in control of their time. And therefore, to mark that occasion, not only is that Chodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, but specifically, we're going to commemorate this fundamental change by making Nisan the first month in the calendar. That's what the Sforno says, and obviously helped greatly with this explanation by Rav Rimon and his Agadah.